2019 Senate resolution calling for designating Antifa a domestic terrorist organization went nowhere. By Kyle Olson on May 30, 2020. A July 2019 U.S. Senate resolution calling for the Trump administration to declare Antifa a domestic terrorist organization never got any more air than a press release. Senators Bill Cassidy, RLA, and Ted Cruz, RTX, introduced S. Res. 279 on July 18, 2019. Antifa are terrorists, violent masked bullies who fight fascism with actual fascism. Protected by liberal privilege, Cassidy said in a news statement. Bullies get their way until someone says no. Elected officials must have courage, not cowardice, to prevent terror. Antifa is a terrorist organization composed of hateful, intolerant radicals who pursue their extreme agenda through aggressive violence, Cruz said in the release. He continued. Time and time again their actions have demonstrated that their central purpose is to inflict harm on those who oppose their views. Like any terrorist organization, they choose to pursue their political ends through violence, fear and intimidation. They must be stopped. I am proud to introduce this resolution with Senator Cassidy to properly identify what Antifa are, domestic terrorists. According to Congress.gov, the resolution never received further action. On Saturday, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, said on Twitter that there are growing signs Antifa is behind the widespread violence that hit U.S. cities on Friday. Growing signs that far-left militant Antifa groups are taking advantage of the rightful outrage over Mr. Floyd's murder to incite violence at protests, he wrote. President Trump said rioters are organized groups that have nothing to do with George Floyd. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.